The Holland supervisor turned up the heat at a news conference yesterday, questioning local United Way officials' six-figure salaries and the overhead he said was too high. Bedrosian urged people to bypass United Way and give directly to the organizations it funds, including Roanoke County Fire and EMS stations.
Those that want to support Planned Parenthood, go for it. But to actually enhance or facilitate or enable it through county government is where I have the problem.
Shirley Jocelyn had an illegal abortion 50 years ago and regretted it, as her homemade sign said yesterday. She was supporting Bedrosian's call to stop funding United Way, even indirectly, such as through the voluntary county employee campaign.
United Way is supporting Planned Parenthood and our tax dollars, too. I don't believe that any of us, our tax dollars, should be going to support Planned Parenthood.
Bedrosian said the county does spend about $6,000 of taxpayer money every year to kick off the United Way campaign. He also said he would comment about the United Way connection to Planned Parenthood at every Board of Supervisors meeting for the rest of his term in office. Gene Morano, WFIR News.